This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Lift up your hearts, O ye people, and be thou lifted up, that the King of glory may come in. Lift up your heart. Oh, I know it says lift up your gates, but I want to say today, lift up your heart for the King of glory to come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, the God Almighty, the Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. And we celebrate the King's presence this week. It is the only week in the year called Holy, Holy Week. Why? Because our Lord Jesus Christ went to the cross, shed his blood for us, so that we would become the children of God and that we would not go to hell. Oh, it's all about hell being destroyed, Holy Week, through the blood of the Lamb. No one speaks of hell anymore. We all go to heaven. Well, you know what? If that were true, we'd change the world. And I don't see the world being changed at all. It's heaven or hell. That's what it's all about, ultimately. Heaven or hell. And you write your own story as to where you're going. And I write my own story as to where I'm going. But we can change in a minute by the grace of God. Maybe one person listening to me is headed toward hell. But in a second, the grace of God can reach that person so that he be surrendered to Jesus and ask for the forgiveness of his sins. I tell you, hell is not for anyone who hears this broadcast. But I'll tell you also, it is a possibility if we have not been given, if we have not given our lives to the Lord Jesus Christ. No one talks about hell anymore. Well, today, at least I'm going to talk about it for a minute or two. I want nothing to do with hell. I want everything to do with Jesus. Jesus saves us from hell. Jesus saves us from sin. Jesus saves us from death. Jesus saves by the grace of God. Jesus saves. Are you saved, brother? Oh, I got saved at 40 days old when I was baptized. You had no faith. That's right. I believe in grace. That was faith saved in the grace of the church. But you know what? When I was 21, I made a decision. I want to follow Jesus. I give my life to Jesus. I don't want to live for my life alone. I want to live for Jesus. Who are you living for today? It's Holy Week. How holy are you? How holy am I? We can be holy if we surrender to Jesus. It's his holiness in us. We can be holy if we give our lives to the Lord. It's his holiness in us. Oh, yes. Maybe someone just snapped on the radio. They never went to church in 100,000 years. But they're hearing about being holy. Maybe they're saying, I don't do anything wrong. I don't steal. I don't rob banks. I don't commit adultery. That's right. But you don't honor God. And the first commandment is to honor God. Why is the first commandment, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart, with thy whole soul, with thy whole might? Why is it the first commandment? Because it's the most broken against commandment. Loving God with our whole heart, our whole soul, our whole mind, our whole strength. Oh, we do not love God that way, most of us. We love people that way. Oh, yes, we love ourselves that way, but do we love God in that way? And if you don't, Lord, give me the grace to love you the way you deserve to be loved. Give me that grace, because I want to love you the way you deserve to be loved. But we cannot really love him unless we know him. You might not know him today, but you can know him. Jesus talks about being known by his followers, you and I. I know him. I know who I have trusted in. That doesn't mean I can't know him more. It does mean I know him. I remember talking to Sister Josephine many years ago. I told you this last week. And I asked if she knew Jesus. And she said, I don't know the fellow. I said, Josephine, you've been a nun 25 years and you've never experienced Jesus? I don't know the fellow. Josephine, you received First Holy Communion. Did anything happen? I don't know the fellow, I tell you. I said, that's going to change right now. And so I led her in a prayer that the Lord Jesus Christ would come into her heart and forgive her sins. I wasn't a priest. And you know what? He did. And you know what? She was changed. And you know what? She started to minister to people in jail. And they listened to Josephine. She was like a sergeant, big woman with an Irish brogue. You wouldn't want to contradict her. She'd step on you. That's Josephine, changed by the power of God. A nun and didn't know Christ. How sad. How many people in the seminary don't know Jesus? How sad. Oh, they know about him. How many don't know him? How many ministers and priests don't know Jesus? How sad. What does it say about knowing him? That you would know him, and that you would really know him. And to know him is Adam knew Eve in the 9 months that gave it a name. It is experiential knowledge to know Jesus. Do you know him today? It's Holy Week. Do you know him today? Do you know what he did for you on these holy days? Have you given him your life? Do you know him? And there are so many people who sit in the pews that don't know Jesus. But that can change in a minute. That can change in a second. I'm not trying to condemn. I'm trying to say, if you don't know him, he's standing at the door of your heart, and he's knocking. And the only thing you need to say is, Lord Jesus, I surrender. Come into my heart. Forgive my sins. Be my Savior and Lord. Oh, there's no excuse. To know Jesus is to know a bit of heaven, because heaven is about Jesus Christ, not about anything else, not even the angels. Heaven is about Jesus. Jesus makes heaven heaven. And let me tell you, in your broken heart, if Jesus is there, he makes heaven heaven, even in your broken heart, because he's the Lord and he's the master of broken hearts. His heart was broken upon the cross. His heart was pierced with a lance upon the cross. And it was for you. Yes, for you. He did it. It was for me. He did it. It was for Anthony. He did it. Thanks be to God that we celebrate Holy Week. Holy Week because of Jesus, who makes this week holy by his passion, death, and resurrection.
And Jesus, he makes all things new. Jesus restores everything that was lost. Jesus makes all your pain into joy. He makes the poop into fertilizer. Jesus loves you and encounters you. We cannot be holy in ourselves. Holiness comes from ownership. How much ownership, how much dominion have you given Jesus over your life? When we receive Jesus, we receive the divine nature and the restoration of all things that God created us to live in. God created you to live in divine union with Christ, to live from the spirit, not the flesh. When you ask Jesus to come into your heart, he gives you the Holy Spirit. He baptizes you with it. And suddenly our spirit is regenerated. Our spirit is reborn. And we give governance that we live from our spirit, not our soul, not our body. We give governance back to the Spirit of God, because those who live from the Spirit are the children of God. You see, the reborn Spirit of Jesus Christ vibrates with the frequencies of heaven. And in your spirit, there is new life. In the spirit, there is love. In the spirit, there is joy. In the Spirit of God, there is power. The Spirit of God is tied to heaven. Our body and our flesh, it's tied to earth and it's tied to lower things. But we live driven and led by God's Spirit. We live in divine union with the Lord, because Jesus wants to release you from our human limitations. Jesus wants to release you from our pain, our anxiety, everything not of God on earth as it is in heaven. You see, if it's not happening in heaven, we don't tolerate it on earth. Jesus wants to flood you right now with the love of God. He wants to heal you from the inside out. He wants you to experience heaven upon this earth. He wants you to live in a dimension where you are living in a one-on-one encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, because as Jesus is, so are we in this world. That's what the beloved apostle John said. Because Jesus Christ, the hope of glory, he lives and he dwells within you. The kingdom of God is within you. Everything you desire is in Christ. If you need healing, it's in Christ. If you need forgiveness, it's in Christ. If you need to be filled with the love of God today, it is in Christ. You know, there is nothing outside of us. We need to bring our whole governance, the kingdom of God within, into the order of God. Because when we order everything within us in Christ, and we give Christ supremacy, we give Christ the first place in our life, and we let Jesus Christ reorder us from the inside out, and we align everything with the frequencies and the laws of heaven, what Jesus taught us, then we begin to walk in peace. We begin to walk in the divine life that Jesus has for us. For this reason, the Son of God was manifested, to destroy all the works of the devil. You got to understand today, if it's not happening in heaven, it has no place within you. We got to release the victory of Jesus Christ. We got to let Jesus fill us with the light of God from the inside out. We need to surrender to God. We need to surrender to Jesus. We need to give Jesus total authority over our life. We need to let the Holy Spirit overshadow us. Because when the Holy Spirit comes alive within us, it starts to heal our soul and fix our mortal bodies. We need to be people who are led by the Spirit of God. Led by the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God has victory. The Spirit of God has authority. The Spirit of God has every gift and every grace within it. But we are living either under the governance of our body and our flesh, which wars with the Spirit, or we give the Holy Spirit, which glorifies Jesus, first place in our life. And when we do that, we come back into divine union that we were created to live and to walk in with Jesus Christ.
Divine union. I remember in East Boston, there were these great oil tanks. And the name of the oil tank was Union, and they made a cross. Union across and Union down. Union through God, through the cross of Jesus Christ. I remember seeing that oil tank and preaching about it at the Cenacle. Union with God through the cross of Jesus Christ. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Oh, people are forgetting to preach about the cross. St. Paul said, I will know nothing when I came to you, Corinthian people, but the cross of Jesus Christ. I know nothing but the cross of Jesus Christ. I tell you, many preachers preach, but they don't preach the cross. And when you don't preach the cross, there are no salvations. It's just a nice talk. Wasn't that a nice talk? Don't tell me I give nice talks. I don't want to hear it. That's namby-pamby talks. I don't need it. Don't tell me he's a nice man. Don't tell me I'm a nice man. I hate the word nice. Doesn't mean anything to me. It's saccharine. You might say he's a loud man. That's true, you're right. I'm a loud man. You might say other things about this man that you don't like him. That's okay. I know people that listen to me say, I didn't like you because you came on too strong. But I continued to listen, and something happened to me. Not me. I didn't do anything. It was the Spirit of God. Nice? No, I'm not nice. Truthful by the grace of God. Fair by the grace of God. Merciful by the holy grace of God. But not nice. Nice means nothing. Nice, that's on a Valentine's Day card. Isn't she nice? It makes me want to puke. I'm sorry to say that, but that's the way I feel when I hear the word nice. Give me another adjective, but not nice. Even call me too loud, too boisterous, but don't call me nice, because it doesn't mean a thing. I remember some priest saying, oh, that person in that house that we went to, she's so nice. I wanted to throw up. She was a wonderful woman, but much better than nice. She was wonderful. She was hospitable. She was a listener. She was wonderfully dressed, but not nice. Don't say nice about anybody. The only thing that might be nice is a piece of candy, but nothing else.
To know nothing. Nice is namby-pamby. We're here to release the kingdom, the power, the love, the glory, the grace, the vibrations of God upon this earth. We want to see you reborn and reformed into the image of God. We want to see every stronghold come tumbling down. Everything that's not in alignment with Christ needs to go in Jesus' name. Nice is about being loved by man, but we want to be loved by God, to know nothing but Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Living out of our nothingness, it's a new, it's a divine way of holiness. It gives us interior silence to the things of this world so we can receive the grace of heaven. Our wants, our passions, our desires, they lead us away from God. I don't desire anything but the living God, Jesus Christ, and to do His will. that I see you reborn in the image of God, that everything that we preach about, it's for you to receive the anointing, to receive the blessing. You see, no one's more anointed than anyone else because we have Jesus, the Holy Spirit, dwelling within us. And the Holy Spirit releases all grace. But are you surrendered to God? Have you given your life over to the Lord? Are you an empty vessel from God? Because if you are filled with things of this world, you cannot be filled with Jesus Christ. If you love and fear man, you cannot love and fear God. We love man out of the overflow of love for Christ. I love Christ, so I love his people. We live out of the overflow. We act from who we are. See, we cannot fake it in the spirit. When Jesus Christ comes and he changes you, he possesses you, he loves you, you can only act from that place. You never need to try to turn it on because it should never be off. Amen. There's no off button in the kingdom of God. Amen. I live from the overflow. Father lives from the overflow. That we are so filled with the love of God that it's bubbling out of us. When I serve tables, they're a captive audience. They're hearing about the Lord Jesus Christ. Not because it's time to evangelize, because the Holy Spirit is vibrating out of me. I cannot help it. I am always on because the Holy Spirit lives in me. See, St. Paul said, pray always. But what is that? That I got to read prayers all day? No, I live from a place of prayer. I live from a place of power. I live from a place of divine union where the Holy Spirit possesses me because I've consecrated my life. I've consecrated my senses. That if I open my mouth, it's going to be the Holy Spirit putting the words in. I never know what's coming out next because I don't need to control. Control is of the earth. Surrender is of heaven because it doesn't matter. All that matters is Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit glorifies Jesus Christ. So how can we help but to live to glorify the living God, Jesus Christ? See, when someone encounters you, they need to encounter another dimension. We are portals to heaven, and we're pulling people into the glory of God. Evangelism isn't hard. You're just releasing what is in you. You're releasing what is in you. You're acting from who you are. But Jesus Christ came so that you may have life and life abundantly. Jesus Christ came to change everything within you. Holiness is ownership. How much does Christ own of you today? We wake up every day, and if I'm not in the spirit, if you're not in the spirit, guess what it's time to do? Not scroll on our phones. It's time to get in the spirit and start praying in tongues. It's start trying to declare the victory of the Lord. It's time to declare and command our day. Jesus said, I've given you authority. Jesus has given you all authority, but are you walking in the authority that Christ given to you? 2025 is the year of no more what?
No more namby-pamby. No more in the name of our Lord Jesus. You see, you are loved with an everlasting love. You are loved with an everlasting love. On the cross, Jesus says, when I am lifted up, I will draw all people unto myself. You were drawn into the sacred heart of Jesus while he was crucified. He wants you. He loves you. He's crazy about you. What about you with him? When you have a lover, you need to have two ways.
The issue is never Jesus does not love you.
No, the issue is I don't love him, or I don't think I could love him because he's God. Oh, no, you could love him. You could love him with the love that you have. If it's not much, I'd do it totally. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Extend my heart so that I could love you more. Oh, yes, I do love Jesus. Where would I be without Jesus? I think I'd be going to hell. I love Jesus. I want to be in love with him so that I can spread the word like fragrant flowers to people that don't know him. that know only about him. That's what this radio broadcast is all about, knowing the King of Glory, knowing the one who was crucified out of love for you, knowing the one that was resurrected out of love for you. That's what this broadcast is all about.
Because the Son of God became the Son of Man, so that the sons of men could become the sons of God.
And that's the truth. And that's the truth. Where do you stand today? That's the question. Where do you stand today? If you stand in need of a Savior, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit has revealed that to you. Just say, Lord, I surrender, be my Savior, forgive my sins. If you stand that you've kind of fallen back from your commitment, Lord Jesus, I'm sorry. I'm back again. Deliver me from falling back. Continue to let me be with you, for you, and through you. Wherever you are, God wants you. Wants you. Are you in darkness tonight? I tell you, Jesus says, I am the light of the world. He wants to light you up. That's the real thing.
And to know Jesus as your Savior is just the beginning. Then you need to know the Lord Jesus and make him your King. Because when you make Jesus your King, he crowns you with the power of the Holy Spirit.
And that's the truth. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.